takes less than 3 minutes. It's simple, it's secure, it's designed for your everyday life. Think smart. Go digital with Stanvic Unsecured Personal Financing. Now phone.
This time check is brought to you by Stanvic Bank.
The time is 8 hours. Let's get into the main news bulletin.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
7,500 runners from Zambia to the world. Wa Zambia, well done. Thank you for making the Absa Marathon an unforgettable experience. Your strides showcase our tenacious Zambian spirit that we are proud to share. Zambia Kuchalo, let's make the Absa Marathon bigger and better next year. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Ministry of Agriculture says record maize harvest may not lower millennial prices. Governance expert urges the electorate to reject absent MPs. Trump says he's not thrilled about Israel's strike on Qatar targeting Hamas. To present the news, I'm Lucy Villalobos-Gondwe. Ministry of Agriculture Permanent Secretary Technical Services John Mlongoti says a reduction in minimal prices may not be imminent despite Zambia's impressive maize harvest of over 3.6 million metric tons in the 2024 to 2025 farming season. Mr. Mlongoti says it is not possible that the price of millimeal will reduce from the current 230 kwacha for a 25 kilogram bag of breakfast meal. He has told Phoenix News that while the bumper harvest has helped stabilize supply and to calm some price volatility, a large harvest alone does not automatically translate into lower prices. He explains that the cost of production and the wider value chain, including inputs, labor, transport and milling, continue to influence the final price paid by consumers. He emphasized that reductions in one area do not necessarily cut end-user prices if other costs remain high. Mr. Mlongoti is urging stakeholders and consumers to consider the entire supply chain when assessing price movements. He warned against expecting immediate price drops solely because of higher harvests.
I'm sure you know the factors of production. The maize which people are investing as a price, and that price is influenced or informed by the inputs. Can I give you an example? If you have no shortage of transport, does that reduce the price of... At the moment, the prices of millimeter has come down. It is stable, and that is what the bumper harvest has done. Unless you are saying, because the price of maize is influenced by the cost of labor, the price of inputs which went into it. So if you are a farmer, do you need to reduce the price because everyone has maize?
Governance expert Wesley Meander says the trend of some members of parliament being absent from their constituencies until general elections approach should not be tolerated by the electorate. Mr. Meander notes that many members of parliament, particularly those from the UPND, are now reappearing in their constituencies as election year draws near after being mainly absent. He tells Phoenix News that this absence stalls development, as MPs are not present to understand and address the challenges faced by their constituents. Mr. Meander has accused such MPs of prioritizing their own interests and seats in Parliament over the needs and welfare of the people that they're supposed to serve. He has further questioned why such MPs should continue to hold office when fresh perspectives and ideas could bring significant benefits to their constituents.
Now that we are going to have elections, we've started touring constituencies. We have very few, you know, members of parliament, especially from the ruling, who have remained, you know, committed. You know, people like, you know, Ore Bonkandu, and, you know, Ore Kapala, you know, and many others, but, you know, the majority of them have not been present in their constituency, hence betraying the people that put them in those seats. And they still want to go back and start, you know, abusing them by asking, you know, I want to come back to my constituency, I want to maintain my seat. They want to maintain their seat not for the benefit of the people that chose them, but for their own benefit.
Mporo Koso, Member of Parliament Brian Mundubile, has criticized the UPND government's decision to continue the Cash for Work program, describing it as a sign of poor planning. Recently, the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary Technical Services, Nicholas Peary, announced that Phase 2 of the Cash for Work program will be launched before the end of this year. Mr. Mundubile says the program, aimed at providing temporary financial assistance, was meant to be an emergency response measure. He says its continuation indicates a lack of long-term planning and budgeting. He is urging governments to focus on permanent solutions such as industrialization and job creation as promised during the 2021 campaigns rather than relying on quick fixes.
Whereas the actual program is very important to help the poor, but it also exposes government on its poor planning or the lack of it. And obviously, in future, we will have bigger challenges on our budget. In addition to that, you may wish to know that because of the policies that surrounded, was it the 20% at NAPFA, where the pension was partially paid, what you expect is that in the future, the budgets of social protection actually going to increase because many people are going to be destitute going forward.
Government Chief Whip Stafford Mulusa has urged parliamentarians to conduct themselves in an orderly and dignified manner when the next session of parliament resumes. President Hakainde Hichilema is this Friday expected to officially open the fifth session of the 13th National Assembly. Mr. Mulusa has noted that with members of parliament returning from engagements in their constituencies, it is important that they focus on objective and constructive debate rather than politicking that has previously characterized proceedings in the House. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mulusa has reminded lawmakers that Zambians expect credible representation and it would be a disservice if those they elected fail to portray the unit. In global news, the U.S. President Donald Trump says he's not thrilled about Israeli airstrikes in Qatar, adding to the international pressure after the unprecedented expansion of Israel's war against Hamas. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the strike was fully justified because it targeted senior Hamas leaders who organized the October 7, 2023 attack on Israel, which triggered the Gaza war. The Palestinian armed group has said five of its members were killed in an Israeli airstrike in Qatar's capital, but claims that an attempt to assassinate its negotiating team failed. We monitor the BBC for details in this story and also for other global stories.
Donald Trump has said he's very unhappy about every aspect of Israel's strike in Qatar against Hamas leaders. Earlier, he'd insisted that Israel had not given him enough notice of its attack to warn Qatar. Qatar's prime minister described Israel's actions as treacherous. Hamas said the attack proved beyond doubt that Israel didn't want a peace deal. He said its leaders had survived, but six people had been killed. A BBC investigation has found that the firm providing armed security to guard aid sites in Gaza has used members of the US biker gang with a history of hostility to Islam. BBC has confirmed that members of the Infidels Motorcycle Club work for the private contractor hired by the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. The Spanish government has banned two far-right Israeli ministers from entering Spain as part of measures to stop the war in Gaza. Madrid believes Israel is committing genocide there, which Israel rejects.